Everyone learns a language for different reasons. Maybe you want to watch K-dramas without subtitles or talk with family members in their native language. Your life is unique. Your language learning should be too. Rosetta Stone, the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, just launched Rosetta Stone Sapphire, a new app that combines its proven immersion method with the latest innovation and technology to help you learn faster, personalize your lessons, and have more fun along the way. Most language apps teach the same generic topics. Sapphire helps you focus on what you actually want to talk about, whether that's travel, family, work, or your favorite hobbies. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. You'll get unlimited access to all 25 Rosetta Stone languages, plus all the new Sapphire learning tools. Visit rosettastone.com/audio to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/audio and start learning a language for real.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Arizona Cardinals expected to trade Kyler Murray to QB needy team for coveted first round NFL draft pick. That is the headline. Now, Adam Schefter didn't go and say anything about this. Ian Rappaport didn't go and say anything about this. Nobody else did. But this guy who wrote the article, whose name is... Let me go back to the top. Sean LaBar has been covering the NFL for over a decade. So he puts this out there. Now, the reason why Boomer says, uh-oh, is he's thinking the New York Giants. Jets. No, I think more the Giants.
Okay.
I think more the Giants after not getting Matthew Stafford because they are desperate to win some games next year.
Yeah, that whole Stafford thing was nonsense.
Yeah, it feels like now it was, and he wasn't serious about going anywhere because both the Raiders and the Giants gave him massive offers that he should have, if he wanted to leave, he would have said yes.
The Giants are so desperate, they were willing to sell the house.
I mean,
and at the end of the day, Matthew Stafford was like, do I stop looking at the Pacific Ocean in the sunny days, or do I go to a 3-14 team
right. That's
absolutely on fire right now?
Right. There was no way that he was going
he
to
was
look
not
at the
trying
Giants
to start over
as a palatable way to end his career. For the Giants, like, I thought maybe if they came over the top with the biggest deal and he was only concerned about the money at that point because it was his last chance at a big contract, he would consider it. But it didn't happen. So now, what do? They obviously don't love the other quarterbacks that much because of what they tried to do with Matthew Stafford. So, Kyler Murray, I don't dislike Kyler Murray. A lot of people hate on Kyler Murray. I don't dislike him. And I think he had a decent season last year. And I remember watching him against the Vikings and being impressed in that game. I said, man, he looks more accurate and more in control of the offense than I've ever seen him before. And that's one game.
Sure.
You cannot trade the third overall pick for Kyler Murray, in which it suggests here, coveted first-round pick for Kyler Murray. You can't do that. That's insane. But if he is available, and this is something that gained some steam in the sporting news, and this guy seemed to be on top of it before anybody else, or maybe it ends up getting squashed. If you heard that tomorrow, that the Giants were trying to acquire Kyler Murray, would you say good or... uh-oh, like Boomer said from the Dominican.
You know, for me, it's good because they don't have an answer right now. And there's no heir apparent to Daniel Jones. The whole situation seems like Joe Sheehan and company, they're extremely desperate, as I mentioned. I mean, if you're going into the draft and let's say you do get a Shedeur Sanders, you're still talking about a kid that's going to need time and be acclimated and kind of, you know, get birthed into the NFL. And he's coming to the table with things, right? You know, he's not as athletic, but extremely accurate, was sacked a lot in college. And there's a lot that comes with him, obviously, off the field. But nevertheless, if you got a chance to get a Kyler Murray, now you're talking about a guy who's played, seasoned, can definitely step into the offense and be productive right away. And it's a boost on the offensive side of the ball. So I never had a problem with Kyler Murray. I think a lot went into him playing video games and him, you know, his contract situation and all that other stuff. I like Kyler Murray. So
yeah, I think he got a bad rap early because him and that Cliff Kingsbury regime, you
it's
know,
never worked out
fighting on the sidelines and everything else. And
which coaches and players fight on the sidelines?
Yeah,
it
happens all the time. I mean, for God's sakes, Travis Kelce basically, you know,
pushed Andy Reid.
Yeah, I mean, if that.
But on top of that, when Kyler was thrown into the when he was able to get back on the field this season. He was money good. Like yeah. he I remember the game against the Jets, man. I mean, he came out throwing that thing. And the 1-2 combination between him and James Conner, I liked everything that he was able to do this season. So you talk about having a quarterback that's still fairly young, has played a lot of football, and still has that winning edge. Why not? Why not take a shot at him? But there's a lot of teams that can use a Kyler Murray.
Yeah, but see, you think so, but I don't think that list is that long because I think it's the same list that was out there for Matthew Stafford. Because there if you really go through it,
there's four teams that need a legit quarterback.
Well, yeah, the
plug and play quarterback, right?
The Jets and Giants for sure.
Steelers,
right?
Raiders,
the Steelers and the Raiders. Yeah. So those are the four teams.
Dare I say the Vikings if they figure it out?
Well, but they drafted a guy number 10 overall.
Yeah, who's dealing with a bum knee that people are now kind of getting a little weary about.
Yeah, but they have options. They love Daniel Jones. And they could bring back Sam Darnold. I don't think that
they're
they
not
would.
Bringing back Sam Darnold.
Yeah, I didn't think that they would. But if you're telling me that JJ McCarthy could maybe not be healthy and no one else wants to pay Sam Darnold that money, like where's he going to go?
Well, Sam Darnold right now, I think they didn't tag him. They had an opportunity to do it yesterday. They didn't do it. Now I think this team is preparing for the McCarthy era. The problem is that you still need a veteran in the building who's going to be a bridge quarterback. And that's what they're searching for.
Yeah, but I think that their plan would be, if he's healthy, to start him next year. Like, they want to have that rookie quarterback contract and then build around that because a lot of GMs have had success with that. So, like, the CBSSports.com this morning has, like, a guess and agent's take on what these guys are going to be asking for.
Okay.
Like, tell me what team, and this is the agent's take, so this is not the former GM's take. Tell me what team is going to give Sam Darnold $127.5 million for 3 years.
Happy 250th birthday, America. I've decided to spend this semi-quincentennial as our founding fathers would have wanted me to, checking out the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I know I can find everything from ultra-comfy power reclining sofas with genuine leather seats and stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage to best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving, charging storage, and those signature Bobopedic seats. Because nothing is more American than a sofa that's a bed and a library and a closet. So, if you want to join me in decking out your house with the finest affordable furniture this 4th of July, why not stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
$42.5 million per year and overall guarantees of $90 million after those last two games. What team's doing that?
Well, first of all, you got to think about a team that can afford to do that. And the team that pops off in my mind is the Raiders.
Yeah, Raiders have
cap. $92 million.
Yeah, a lot of teams have cap space. The Raiders being one of them. Does Pete Carroll, USC connection, want to do that? I mean, that's a possibility.
You also have to, with Sam, you have to attract more talent.
Yeah.
Who wants to come play alongside Sam?
Yeah, they got a terrible roster out there.
Not good.
Yeah, so, I mean, that doesn't seem like something that would work, but.
But the Chris Godwins of the world are still out there. You talk about.
Devontae Adams.
I don't know if he wants to go back to the Raiders, but
yeah. Well, yes, but for teams, that's true. He would not go back to the Raiders, but he could easily be an option for a team that's looking for weapons. But yeah, and T. Higgins right now doesn't look like. I mean, that's not going to happen. He's either going to play for the Bengals on the franchise tag, or they're going to
trade. If I'm jump out there, I think they're going to trade.
Yeah,
they need more pieces. I know Joe Burrow's like, well, you know, and there's this running narrative like, well, if the Eagles could sign all their guys, I'm like, yeah, but you understand. The Bengals are horrible on defense. Like, horrible.
Yeah.
I think they were like 3-8 in one score games, 2-something against playoff teams. I mean, they're bad. Valid, you have Joe Burrow and you have Ja'Marr Chase. But the only reason why Ja'Marr Chase was Ja'Marr Chase was because of T. Higgins, right?
Mm-hmm.
So now you're saying if you're going to take away T. Higgins, you're going to have to get more pieces on the defensive side of the ball to complete this team, to make this team competitive at all.
Right, to fire that defensive coordinator, Lou Anarumo, that everybody absolutely loved and was the Chiefs' kryptonite for a number of years, and Patrick Mahomes couldn't do anything against his defenses, all of a sudden gets fired like it's his fault.
And they're letting go of more guys. Von Bell's going to be gone. Yeah. You're talking about Jermaine Pratt's going
to
be gone.
I mean, he complained about it. He wanted to get traded, too.
Right. They let go of one of their top guards in Alex Kappa, so it's like, you got to build this team up, bud. You need money to do so.
Yeah, so this is why this is kind of a shaky type of report here for me, because I don't want to totally dismiss it, but at the same time, they also put in here, and tell me, Fleegs, you're all over everything. I mean, this guy is like, he's like burrowing holes in NFL news. God. He like lives in the NFL news.
I know,
news
he's
ground,
probably,
like a groundhog.
He's probably greasing himself, getting ready for Tyler Warren to get dropped off somewhere.
So it's TWSN. So I click on this, TWS. So in this Sporting News article, it says TWSN believes the New York Giants will trade their first-round pick for Murray in a move that would send shockwaves to the NFL. So I click on TWSN. What is that? The Right Way Sports Network? So I'm like, I've never heard of this. So I go on X and I find like the Right Way Sports Network, and it's got 7,000 followers. Mm. So what am I to make of this thing? Is this just something that some guy is throwing out there because it's the NFL news was a little bit slower? But it wasn't slow yesterday. You had the Max Crosby thing. You had the DK Metcalf thing. You had a bunch of things.
I think it's a great throw in the water. It causes ripple effects, right? At the end of the day, we talked about four teams that legitimately need a quarterback, and the Steelers are one of them. Imagine, and the Steelers, I think they're 17th on the draft board.
Yeah. Maybe. So do you think, I mean, is this legitimate at all?
I would say probably not, but and there was news yesterday, but there wasn't quarterback news. I think Willie's right. You just throw something out there.
Yeah.
7,000 followers. Is this a blue check? Because if it is, it's probably one that's paid for. So he's throwing something out there and hoping hey, there have been rumors about Kyler. Maybe I'll get lucky.
There's
and
two
the next
parts
4 days,
of this, though.
Be a trade.
There's two parts of this. So the TWSN one was believes he'll be traded to the Giants. The Sporting News, though, then that's the one that says Cardinals expect to trade Kyler Murray to quarterback needy team for first overall pick. So that's them. And then they say TWSN, this thing I never heard of in my life, they expect it to be the New York Giants. Like, okay, duh. anybody could say that.
That's
right?
I would toss out the TWSN one. The Sporting News one, you have to put a little bit into because it's a legitimate outlet and maybe whoever put it out there from Sporting News heard something at the combine. That's more of a, hey, this could happen. The TWSN one and it being the Giants, I would throw that. That seems like somebody saw the Sporting News and said,
right.
Willie, I'm going to make my guess. This is the prediction and throw it out there, just throwing something out and hoping to be
right.
Well,
let me ask you this. What team would shock you? Out of the four, what team?
The way the Steelers do business, I would be shocked if they traded their 17th. If anybody traded their number one overall pick this year, their first round draft pick, rather, this year for Kyler Murray, that would totally shock me.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.